Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
We are less than 5 minutes away from Running of the Brides 2010 in Filene's basement.
5 minutes.
I think people are ready.
They've been ready.
Earlier they were jumping around to keep warm, and now they're jumping around to loosen up their muscles.
Right, yes.
They're doing some stretches, some crunches, some push-ups. Got to get in there.
Hey, Joanna, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm freaking out.
Why?
I see those women,
oh my God,
and I see the little glee in their eye, and it is scary.
Joanna, what? How tall are you?
I am 5 feet tall.
5 feet tall. She's going to get trampled.
Yeah, and she's bouncy. Like, she's a little 5 feet. Like, she's like a ping pong. She's going to be a pinball in there.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah.
She's going to be on the ground.
Uh-huh. My girlfriends were like, shouldn't you be wearing, like, knee pads and elbow pads and a mask?
Helmet.
Yes.
Joanna actually got to go in. We gave her a list of tasks earlier today. And Joanna, by the way, when you get the go-ahead in there, you can just interrupt us.
Gotcha.
Because we're going to coordinate this so that everybody's carrying it live. But when Joanna got to go in early because she sang live on the air. She put humiliating pictures on the website.
Yeah.
She did stand-up comedy. She had to do all this stuff and earned the right to go in and find her wedding dress early.
Right.
And I had the thought after we made her sing today that if she did not find her wedding dress, then she humiliated herself for nothing.
Well, exactly.
It's called radio. I mean, isn't that what we do?
But she got the pick, and she got, like, time to sort of peruse the different styles and sizes and everything.
It's still overwhelming, though. There are so many dresses in here, and they're all just beautiful, and I wanted to try on almost every single one of them, but it was well worth it.
There are there are over 2,200 wedding dresses in there, by the way. And don't forget, you don't have to shop just this morning. You can come in all day. The wedding dresses are here all day. So,
yes.
Joanna, tell us, was it a waste? Was the humiliation totally wasted, or did you find your dream dress at Filene's basement today?
No, I found my dress.
It's so beautiful.
Will you please describe it to Melissa, Wendy, Jen, and other women listening?
It's more simple than what I was actually looking for.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. It's form fitting. It's kind of like the mermaid style dress, and it is what every bride told me. You put it on, and you immediately know that this is.
Just start crying.
Almost, but not quite.
And I would say let's take a look at it, but you can't try it on for us because Jason is not, you're not allowed to see your bride in her dress.
Right.
We can't risk it getting videotaped or seeing it tried on. So we will have to take your word for it. And you got mom approval?
Yes, my mom. Of course, she loved everything I tried on, but she really liked this one.
Good.
Yeah, Joanna told us the other day that she has a problem with her mom not being able to say no to any wedding dress. Oh, it's beautiful. You're so beautiful. It looks great. And Joanna's like, look, we're going to go browse in this store. And this store is more than we can afford, so don't like the dresses.
Right.
And
her mom's like, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh. And Joanna's
hey, guys.
Like, yes, Sam.
We're ready to do the countdown.
We're ready if you are.
Ready?
Are you guys ready to
go?
Are
y'all ready?
Are you guys ready?
All right.
All right.
My gosh, there are thousands of women lined up outside of Filene's basement and a couple of very brave men.
Yeah. 9, 8.
Good luck, Joanna.
7.
We love you.
No matter what happens, we love you very much.
5.
Nice knowing you.
Four.
We'll give your wedding dress
three,
to Jason.
Two. One.
There we go. It's running in the prize 22. There they go.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Joanna's hair is blowing in the wind.
How you doing,
oh
Joanna?
I'm just still, I'm shaking. I'm shaking.
But you're still standing.
I have to be standing soon. I'm still standing.
Still.
Okay.
They are pouring in.
Oh, my gosh.
In.
Oh my gosh.
Honey, they're going to be coming in for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Tearing the dresses off the racks right now.
This is getting, yeah. Wow.
Joanna just got checked. Like, it's almost.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
She just got checked.
She got knocked over.
Hard?
Yes.
I didn't think it was possible. Joanna's a petite little thing, but she has actually made herself smaller.
I think it's the low center of gravity.
That's right. That's why she didn't fall over.
That was hilarious.
And they're still coming.
Wow.
And there's still a long line outside.
Do we have any estimates of how many people were in line?
I mean, it had to be at least 1,000.
People are carrying signs over their head, signs 8 to 14.
There's still two.
Ivory dress.
It's still a stampede out here.
Yeah. This is exciting and at the same time scary.
And most times bridal parties have the same outfits on, so I see a lot of leftover St. Patrick's Day outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They may still be partying. And then some Easter bunny ears.
Some Mardi Gras feathers, yep. I see. Lots of poster boards with the sizes that they need.
Because the bartering will begin here in a few minutes, where everybody goes in there, grabs the dresses off the rack, and then they start going back and forth on who needs what size. Because, again, they're not sectioned by size.
I love how the guys have the group of dresses carrying them for, obviously, their brides or whatever in their party, carrying them over into corners now inside.
Joanna, are you okay?
Yeah, you still there? I had stumbled because I got ran into, but I'm good.
I lost a visual on Joanna for a minute and got worried. Yeah, the signs going in, you know what I'm seeing? I've seen several signs that say 10-10-10. That's going to be a busy wedding day this year. Oh, October 10th.
Yes. Does that fall on a Saturday?
A Sunday this year.
Sunday. Okay.
And there's a girl literally laying on top of all her dresses in the corner.
The way this works
in
Filene's basement is you run in and you grab the dresses and you grab as many as you can grab and you wrap your arms around them. Then you start. Who brought a child into this?
She's
crying. There's a 5-year-old in tears.
Crying. It's a madhouse in there.
Well, like Jeff was talking about, I mean, this is not like you go into a department store and you see women that are kind of thumbing through. No, they go in there and they grab a handful of dresses.
There are women walking around with just arms full of dresses right now. I mean,
it looks like they're all off the racks, right?
Are the racks empty? Can you see back there, Joanna?
I think they are empty. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
We get indication that all the racks are now empty.
Yeah. So now what'll happen inside?
The people are still coming in.
Is people will walk around.
Pouring in.
They'll hold their signs up that say what size dress they want, and then they begin negotiating. So you just because they're not organized, you grab as many dresses as you can carry.
Yep,
and that's why people bring so many people.
Right.
So you all grab 20 dresses, 30 dresses, and then you go through them. And if you're a size 4 or 6. You keep all the 4s and the 6s, and you trade off the other ones for other people who have the sizes you need.
And then there's other sections in Filene's basement here in Buckhead where they are now starting to try on the dresses. So you usually, when you find dresses, then you have your bridal party kind of surround, like circle the wagons. So they're circling the wagons around you, and you're trying the dress in the middle of the circle. And so they find their own dressing rooms in the aisles of the store.
And this is where it sort of gets embarrassing for the guys, because at this point the women have decided they have no shame.
Oh, of course, it's a wedding dress. They don't care.
And you turn and you go, you walk around a corner, and they're just trying them on. Like, right, they don't care. They're hiding under the escalator. And
well, the thing is,
putting their dress on.
You're potentially being a creeper now, because
if
you're a guy here and you start staring, like you're really fascinated, you're really a creeper because you're watching girls undress.
You can't stare. You have
guys that are standing over here with us right now. I'm not calling y'all out or anything.
You have to be very alert because there is creepers. It is a potential creeper.
Well,
situation.
I think this right here, we have creeper window right here where men gather. I'm just playing. I'm playing with you guys. I'm playing. But
these brides know. I mean, they came prepared. They wore their spandex. They've got their camisoles on, so they can just like strip down and start trying on all these dresses. And like we've said a couple times this morning, this is going to go on all day long today. So as soon as this original madness sort of calms down, everybody does their bartering, the dresses will start going back up on the racks. There's 2,200 of them.
Right.
And so there's going to be plenty here to come and shop all day at Filene's Basement. We're right here in Buckhead. crackhead right across from the plaza.
The Phipps Plaza. Down the street from the square. Yes.
The crowd is in, so we'll have to go back and look at the timing. I think it was 4.5 or 5 minutes to dump everyone into Filene's basement. Wow.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.